Earlier this morning, we were telling you about a scam that's going around, and these things suck. A scam that's targeting seniors where people are posing as a lawyer or somebody pretending to be a family member in prison, and then they try to get bail money. Well, that's not the only scam that is going around right now. The Canadian Border Services Agency, the CBSA, is out warning the public that there is another scam happening right now where people are pretending to be the Canadian Border Service agents. And that makes me question. It's like, I'm not at the border. So what's the scam here? But there is something happening. And here to help us understand it is Daphne Chin, the CBSA. And she's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Daphne. So tell us, like, what is this scam? And, like, why are people doing this?
Well, there's unfortunately lots of people out there who are designing these scams and pretending to be us in order to demand money and lure the public into providing their personal information.
Now, so talk about this specific scam that you're warning about, or are there like a series of scams involving the CBSA right now?
It seems that they're coming out by email, by text message, by telephone. I myself received a telephone call on the way to work this morning, and they were asking for information.
And, okay, hold on. You received a telephone call of somebody pretending to be from the CBSA, and you're like, I am the CBSA. Like, do you know who you're calling?
Exactly.
The intention behind these, Daphne, like you say, people are trying to get personal information?
Yeah, so they might ask for your credit card number or social insurance number or passport number, or they might ask you for money outright.
Okay, so because I want to make sure we really understand this, I get like the idea of the CRA scam because a lot of us do owe money to the CRA. But in what circumstances would people owe money to Canadian Border Services, or is there even one? Is that like a major tip-off that this is a scam?
Well, I think the biggest tip-off is we will never ask you for your personal information or money by, telephone or email communication. So that's the biggest warning sign. Sometimes people may have to pay duties and taxes for example, goods that they had ordered online. Or online shopping is very big these days, so you may have to pay some taxes and duties.
Okay, like we'd get a bill for that after the product has shipped?
Yeah, so typically it's Canada Post or whoever's shipping it for you, so FedEx, UPS, Purolator, DHL, for example. They are responsible for collecting the money on behalf of the CBSA, so that means CBSA will never ask you directly for the money.
Got it, okay.
Unless you cross over the border and you have something in your vehicle, correct? That you've picked
exactly.
up. Yes, because that happened to me once. I picked up a package in Bellingham before the pandemic, and I didn't really know how it worked, and I was driving back over the border, and I said, well, I was just picking up this package, and then they pulled me inside, and then I had to go pay duty on my package.
But of course, you're there, so you're going into the office, so it's
absolutely
obviously not one of these scams. Yeah.
What are some main things that people can look out for to know it's a scam? So obviously the big one is, you know, like you said, the CBSA is never going to ask you for personal information through text message or on the phone. But what are some other things that people can look out for?
Well, these organizations are pretty tricky and they're very sophisticated. So they will make and design their correspondence to people and their websites to mirror what our real website looks like. So, you know, we've seen them use real logos. We've seen them use real names of people that work for the government. We've seen them use real phone numbers that exist. But the key thing to remember is if you're ever asked for money or your personal information, be very cautious, and it's likely to be a scam.
Okay. And is there a way that we can verify? Is there a way a place someone can go and check their account or a number that they can call? Maybe, like, I would hate to be in debt to the CBSA, you know, if I owed some money. Like you say, it's usually these shipping companies that are coming after these fees, if there ever is any. But how can we, like, is there a way that we can verify that type of stuff?
Yes, absolutely. So the federal government actually has an official website at canada.ca, and anyone can look up information about any federal department through that website. So you can find links to the CBSA, and the contact information is there, and you can call us to verify whether or not this is a legitimate request from whoever you got this message from.
Now, is there a place where someone should be, you know, reporting these scams, these text messages they get? Because, you know, I often get a lot of these messages or calls, and a lot of the time you just kind of go about your day. But should we be reporting these so that you guys are aware? And I know your first reaction is like, well, should I call the police? But then I think, well, the police are busy. They probably have better things to do than deal with my call. But where should someone report these, and should they report them?
Well, actually, the RCMP does have a unit set up. It's the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. They do have a website, so you can make that report either online or you can call them as well.
It's almost like overwhelming, the amount of scams and the way that these scammers are trying to get into our pockets and stuff. But it's great to know that there are some resources and that there are some great people on it. So thank you so much for that. And please remember that if you ever get asked for your personal information or for money by phone, email, or text message, double check that one.
Yes.
It's not the CBSA. Daphne Chin has been with us. She is the acting chief of the CBSA Metro Vancouver District. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Daphne. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.